Shvius, Perk Beis, Mishnah Vav. Ein Neuten, one is not allowed to plant, Ein Mavrichen. Mavrichen is to propagate. So we had some pictures in Kilayim where one takes the branches and buries them under the ground and then has them come up again. Ein Markivin, and one does not graft, Erev Shvius. Pachas Mishloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. One does not do this Erev Shvius in the sixth year, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, one is not allowed to do any of these actions. V'imnata ohivrich ohirkiv yakor. And if one plants or propagates or grafts trees, he has to uproot what he did. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, kol harkavash eino koiletas l'shloshe yomim, shuv eino koiletas. Yehuda says, any type of grafting that doesn't catch for 3 days, in other words, doesn't take root, shuv eino koiletas, it's no longer going to catch and take root. Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Shimon Omer, l'shtei shabosses. Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Shimon say that you need 2 weeks. Now, that which Rabbi Yehuda says, harkava, he specified grafting, that Tiferes Yisrael explains, he doesn't just mean grafting, he means all these other things, all the more so that you would need, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 3 days for it to catch. The Rav brings down, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the Machlokes here, the way that it's actually going to go according to the way Rashi and Moin Katan learns this, that when we say Rosh Hashanah in this Mishnah, we're really referring to the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is Tosefes Shvius. So the Tanakhama held that all these actions of planting, the different types of plantings, whether it's grafting, propagating, planting, all of them have to be done 30 days before Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, which is really 60 days before Rosh Hashanah. 30 days before the Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. Because the Tanakhama held that the klita, when the plant and the tree takes root, it takes 30 days to have a klita. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's 3 days before Tosefes Rosh Hashanah, because he held that it takes 3 days for all these actions to take root and to catch. And Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon hold that it's 2 weeks before Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. So we see by tree, by planting, when we refer to Tosefes Shvius, the planting itself, not just the action, but it has to take root before Tosefes Shvius to be mutter. Now the Tosefes Yom Tov asks, why over here by planting, we're in the time of the Mishnayos, before the Rebbe Gamliel is based in, so why doesn't this go till Atzeres, like we had by Charisha, by plowing? Plowing can only be done until Atzeres, until Shvuas. Why over here are we saying, as long as it's done before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and it takes root before that too? Why by planting, and all these types of plantings, why are we more makel? So Tosefes asks this, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesamad Beis, Tosefes Yom Tov brings this down. So he gives a few answers. So one answer, that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Tosefes Shvius, Midiyaraisa, is from Bechor Shuv HaKotzer Tishbois. So the Makor of Tosefes Shvius, the Torah talks about Chorish Shuv HaKotzer. So it talks about Chorish. So therefore, by Chorish, one more Machmer. Masha Enkein planting, it's not mentioned there in that Pasuk. And by planting, Tosefes actually Mashma, there's no such mitzvah of Tosefes Shvius by planting. And the Rosh has a problem with that. So the Rosh in the beginning of the Masechta rejects that. But one can also say, although there is Tosefes Shvius by planting, we don't have to be so Machmer and go all the way to Latzeres. Or we can say, similar like we've brought this up before, that they're more Machmer by plowing, because by plowing it appears more that you're plowing for the purpose of your field and the future growths of your field. Mashenkin, when a person's doing things to a tree, like planting, although planting is obviously for the future, but I guess there are types of plantings where one actually takes a tree and puts a sapling and puts it into the ground, I think. But when he sees this from afar, I guess it doesn't really appear. It could be that the guy's actually fixing something that already exists. He's fixing the sapling. But plowing, when nothing's there, there obviously is doing it for the future. So maybe that's why they're more machmir by plowing than they are by planting. There are another few answers that he gives as well. The Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, though, that the planting has to be done 2 weeks before Tosefes Shvius.